This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Starting the podcast off, brought to you by Extend with arguments with listeners. All right. Go ahead.
I was amazed.
You're on.
Well, I was amazed that you tweeted out how jealous we were about the Mets closer, his intro music.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Edwin Diaz?
Edwin Diaz, and it's amazing.
And it's so amazing that I played it for Sarah yesterday. She doesn't care about baseball. She doesn't care about closers music. Didn't even know that some closers have music.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know anything about that. Had never heard that song before. She heard that and saw, maybe it was a combination of hearing that and then seeing the crowd react. She's like, this is amazing. She's like, this is absolutely amazing. And I added it to my Spotify, whatever, Odyssey playlist, whatever it is. And people are fighting you on this. They are sitting there tweeting at you going, this doesn't do anything for me. This isn't
I don't know
that
how
good.
You can look at this and say that doesn't do anything for you. I cannot imagine how you can look at that and say this doesn't do anything for you. Now, I'm getting a phone call from a number I don't recognize, so now it's getting in the way. Ain't getting in the way. Let me find it.
And then there's a bunch of people that have to tell you that because it's not a Guardians thing and has nothing to do with Cleveland, that it can't possibly be awesome.
Well, some guy tried to tell me about Jose Ramirez's and how it's better. I'm like, what?
No. This is something that everybody almost universally around the country is going nuts about right now. This is like gained some semblance of prominence in the last week, but he's been doing it all year, right?
So, yeah, the Jose thing is not a walk-up or a walk-in song. It is the chanting of Jose after he has a good play, or if, you know, it's a bases-loaded situation, then maybe they'll bring him up to the plate with that. But generally, he's done something great, so now you're all high-fiving and cheering and all of that stuff that you do traditionally at a baseball game. And I will say that is, I feel that's cooler than just watching this guy run in. But you've also gotten a gratification thing from it right then.
So C-Money, Skiff, 87 on Twitter. Unless you're a Mets fan, I can honestly see nothing appealing about this.
What?
It's a typical tenured closer entrance.
No, it's not. That's typical. It. There's nothing typical about it.
There's
That's
nothing,
why it's different.
There's nothing exciting about Virginia Tech's Enter Sandman. It's a typical college football entrance with rock music going on.
Ah, the Bulls. Every time they did their intros for the Bulls, it was
it
not a big deal. Who was that? The Alan Parsons Project. That was on every high school basketball warm-up tape.
Hell yeah.
It was on every single one.
Like, I do not like that. Just
because it's another team, you can't enjoy it?
Like, I am not the biggest Ohio State fan, clearly. At least certainly not in the room. I don't mind Ohio State. I used to love Ohio State. But any Ohio State game I've gone to, and I've been to three, I made sure to be there early to see Script Ohio Le Regiment because it's exceptional. And it's one of the best, but I can also look at it and go, hey, you know what? 100,000 people singing Rocky Top is pretty excellent.
Amazing.
That's pretty
See,
cool.
I've really tried to do this almost to a detriment. I've almost gone out of my way to maybe not like things that I'm a part of because I want to. I'm so overprotective in making sure I'm not in a bubble that I can sometimes it can skew the reaction. Like if everybody tells me a movie is hilarious and I go and see the movie, I'm already docking it. There's already points against it, and that's not cool either. That's not cool either. You have to allow yourself to be emotionally invested in something and enjoy it, and just not let the curmudgeon in you try to be defeatist. I can be honest. Ohio State home field advantage. Most games out of the year, not that great.
Really,
not that great.
Why?
Wine and cheese crowd.
Wine and cheese.
Oh, 100%.
This has got to be talked about on the regular show.
I have. I brought it up countless times.
Oh,
it's not amazing. It's not amazing. Now, certain big games against Penn State, Wisconsin, obviously Michigan.
Have they priced out the hardcore fan?
Oh, years ago. Yeah, it's really hard. It's brutally hard. Since Jim Tressel came on campus, it's been impossible to get good Ohio State tickets for affordable price.
So John Cooper was much easier?
Well, first of all, it's probably too young.
Yeah.
But there was a malaise with the program. And it's been really hard to get tickets. But with that said, I'm in agreement with you. Like, the best damn band in the land, whatever you want to call, you know, their pregame festivities, their halftime shows. Yes, I still get chills every time when they do all that stuff.
You know, I think I remember your wine and cheese crowd comment, because which game was it that there was a significant amount of empty seats at that stadium last year?
Mm-hmm.
It was like only 78,000 or something like that in a 100,000-seat stadium.
For what? For which?
I forget. It was Ohio State where there was like,
they had
whoa!
They had some games. And
well,
even
that whole talking point was about the price of the ticket to
that's
get
what
in
I,
there.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean, because
that's
exactly. Because, right. I mean, if you're charging $300 for upper bowl.
They seriously did price people out. They did. And there was a big uproar about that. It is weird to see some of the iconic venues have empty seats.
Because your general fan is just going to give up. Your general fan is just going to not even... So,
and they win every game.
Yeah.
It's such a... none of the games are even in the balance. I mean, Ryan Day just lost his first Big Ten game.
What is a reasonable price to sit upper deck? I've never sat upper deck at an Ohio State game. What is a reasonable price to sit upper deck at an Ohio State game?
Well, this is a great question. Let me preface this. It's a great question because I just got criticized by a few people because I looked at the ticket prices in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. What is it, a November game?
Yes.
For the Browns in Buffalo. And I said, I can't believe how affordable these were. They were starting the upper decks at like 65 and 70. And you could have lower bowl tickets or whatever they call the lower concourse in Buffalo. You could have them for like $130. I'm like, this is amazing. And people are like, dude, that is such privilege to think that that's affordable. And I'm like, what do you guys pay for tickets? That's for a good team. The Bills are supposed to go to a Super Bowl this year. The Browns are supposed to go to a Super Bowl.
What is an upper deck ticket for a Browns game during a good season? I mean, I know
the
Bills haven't had many of them good anyway either, so it's not like they can sit there and
don't give me face. Give me what it actually would cost if the Bills and the Browns are really good in November. What is the price? What is the get-in price?
$135 is kind of
reasonable.
In terms of football tickets. If I spent a day looking at Ohio State tickets that were $300, and I saw a Browns-Bills ticket for $135, the Browns-Bills ticket's going to look really good. What's the problem with that?
Yeah.
What's the problem with saying that?
Were
they trying to troll you?
No. They were honestly saying, wow, must be nice to be able to afford that.
Congratulations on all your success.
It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with what I've seen tickets cost for big-time football games.
But that's also what you're willing to prioritize in your life to spend money on, though, too.
$60
you know?
For upper deck at a place like Buffalo to go see the Browns is pretty good.
What an unbelievable weekend.
That'd be really cool.
To take over their stadium, and for $60, if the Browns are in the playoff hunt, if you can get in at that price, and I imagine it's going to be way higher by that time.
It doesn't seem that there's a bad seat in that building.
No, you're not that far away from the
exactly.
action.
Exactly. Like, you have a problem with that stadium?
No, not the stadium.
I mean, from the outside.
I don't know. I'm not paying $60 to set up or deck anywhere.
Really?
Well, no. I think there's a lot of people that go on the road
yeah. even in a regular season game, not doing it.
So are you
maybe
you
in a playoff game? That'd be a little different.
And you're taking off Monday, probably. Is that a night game? Do we
I
know
would
yet?
Imagine.
Or is it a 4 o'clock?
No, everything's at 1:00.
Oh, that one's 1:00 too.
Everything's at 1:00 except for like. late season Baltimore game, which is TBA.
Wait, what number game
Thursday
is this?
Night, Monday night game.
What number game is this for the Browns? Like, what right week is it?
They should build that new damn stadium in downtown Buffalo some way, somehow. I think it's ridiculous. Because I've been to downtown Buffalo. Mm,
the game 10? It might be game 10.
And there's a big difference between the two. I mean, I've been drinking in downtown Buffalo in the summertime, and it is awesome. It's a good time. If we're talking about other cities, Buffalo's a great city. I like going to Buffalo.
Well, I think it'd be great to go there. See the Browns in Buffalo, where both teams aren't mathematically eliminated from the postseason.
So, are you just saying you would pay less for a regular season game, or you're just like, if I'm going to go up there, I'm just going to pay the $135 to sit in the lower bowl? Is that the way you are, Owen? When you said what you said?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do it, I want the whole experience of
interesting
the game. I'd rather pay, if I'm going to pay money, I'd rather just go up and have the better view, the better seat, that type of stuff.
That's cool. Okay, that's cool.
Like, I'm not paying $60 to sit at First Energy.
Yeah, $100? You said just $60 to sit?
Yeah, I'm not to set up in the 500s.
I think that I just see so many ticket prices that are prohibitive. And, Ohio State, I would just give up. If I were a regular fan looking for tickets, and you just kept upper bowl was over $100, upper deck was over $100. Now, I find that to be the same experience. Now, again, I've never sat upper deck, but it looks like there's not a bad seat in the house up there. Lima, you would probably have a better, because you've been to a lot more Ohio State games than
I have. Well, first of all, I'm older. I mean, when you get into your 40s, and you have a career, and you can afford a house, and I don't have a kid yet, so I haven't had to spend money. I think I'm in that sweet spot of, okay, if I have money for recreation, mm-hmm. I'm going to spend it. And I could just tell you that even me, I mean, there are certain things that priced me out. But like when I was down, this was LeBron's last year in Miami. You guys know I was down in South Beach. I had the opportunity to go to an NBA Finals game for face value. Sit in the lower bowl. It was $600. I'm on vacation. I have money
that's
to spend.
Part of your...
I'm not spending money on anything else. No. What a story would be! I paid $600.
That's
gave somebody
of vacation though, right?
I gave somebody $600. In any other time of my life, not doing that. But I'm in Miami. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili.
Oh.
Like I have a chance to watch this. Yes, $600. I prioritize that. That's what I'm paying, and I paid $600. And yes, that's an absurd amount of money to go to a sporting event. It's absurd. I will never do that again. I could probably tell you right now, I'm never paying $600 the rest of my life. Am I doing that? Maybe if we got the private jet and we got to go to, say, Notre Dame. We've been talking about going to a Notre Dame game or whoever. Maybe USC. Whatever. Okay, that's different. But now I'm going to have a family. I'm probably never going
to
do that.
I'll tell you this. Ames is pushing a little bit. I would probably still just drive to South Bend. It's 4 hours. Mm. It's not that long. It really isn't.
Okay, by the way.
What?
You're wondering what Notre Dame. I'm on one secondary.
Is Notre Dame Ohio State?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What's the get-in price right now that I'm looking at?
Get in? $275.
let me find the yodeler.
It's higher.
Yodely, yodely, yodely.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
For one ticket, it's $340.
Holy shit.
I can get you in lower than that. I got a guy right here.
I'll get
you in lower.
Hold on.
40?
And there's only a few of those.
I can
most
get you
of them
in 291 right now.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
What on
I got a guy.
Facebook?
291, you can still kiss my ass. I'm not going there to see that for 291.
These are, let me see here, 6B. Oh, God. So we're not even talking A deck.
Oh, my God.
So we are talking upper decks are going 350, 400.
I got your B deck under an overhang right now.
What's Notre Dame's?
Let's go.
I want to go to a Notre Dame game.
Let me borrow $288.
I want the whole Notre Dame experience. My son's not going to be able to get into Notre Dame, so I want to give him the Notre Dame experience while I can.
I want the whole. I want to dress like Rudy's dad. I want to do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah, easily. What were we talking? Oh yeah, TV channels and being upset about Ohio State games being moved.
Okay. I did see a ton of this, a lot of Big Ten fans. Maybe it's not Ohio State fans because Ohio State knows that they're probably going to be in good shape regardless of what television network they're on. They're going to get coverage. They're going to get the best recruits. They're going to be fine. But if you're Purdue and you're no longer on ESPN, would you be nervous? Now, I do wonder how much of this is going to change. Like, this stuff matters to us because our whole lives, games have been on ESPN my whole life. Ohio State games my whole life until recently when they've been the big game, the big noon kickoff, mm-hmm. have been on ESPN or ESPN2
those
or ABC.
Big noon kickoff games have been very successful.
They have
for
been.
Them.
Oh, immensely successful.
Yes.
So those are still going to be apparently the number one game. Mm-hmm. But 5 years from now, 10 years from now, how many people even have cable or over the air TV?
Don't get me started. Cable is the one company they treat you worse the longer you're a customer, which is the totally bass-ackwards way to do business. I think the cable in a lot of ways hurts itself because of that principle alone. You make it harder and you make it so cost preventative to actually use it, and then they kick you around until you finally give up and you go, out of spite, I'm cutting the cord. Like, I wonder how many people have cut the cord out of spite. For cable companies, against cable companies. I think they made it so hard. And I do wonder, though.
I know some have gone back with their tail between their legs based on how much everything else costs.
Because everything else is expensive now. You have what HBO Plus and Discovery Plus are going to merge.
Merging.
And I think this is the beginning. I think that eventually Hulu.
Why did I, with my hands, just have to go merging as if you didn't know what merging meant?
That's still, how you make your house of cards.
Handmaid's Tale is still Hulu, right?
Yes.
For me, though, there's very little that Hulu has.
But Hulu is still a very affordable one. You can still get in pretty cheap.
I want the Dana Carvey movie. Where is the Dana Carvey movie?
That is on Amazon Prime. I think a lot of these things are either, A, set up to be bought, or B, are set up to eventually take over when the time comes that they just put their...
Where's
other services on there?
Where's the making of the Godfather movie?
This is what's going to change some things.
That's on Bebo.
For a lot of Big Ten schools, is you have it's going to be Fox, CBS, NBC sharing. So what's going to happen is you can't put every game on NBC.
Got to send my resume tape.
So you'll have a couple of big games you'll have a couple of big Big Ten games for NBC. Yeah, it must be nice to be able to send a resume tape out. My boss actually said no because I don't sound like that anymore.
I listened to it. You sucked.
It's not you.
It was good then.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I do a quick right turn? You've heard me do play-by-play.
I've heard you. I think you're really good.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I did 12 years ago. I don't know.
Because
you might have lost it.
It seems that nobody except for one guy who was in a really high position of power one time thought I was good other than you. And the rest of them you found your calling.
It's like you do everything else where you're doing baseball and you're like, and there's a, oh, look at that. Look at, oh.
No, the reality is.
Oh, we threw it.
Play by play.
No.
You said you were good.
You can tell me. Sarah's in a truth zone. Sarah, with most things. And I've been very honest about careers with Sarah. Okay? Me and Sarah talk about careers because she doesn't know anything about this. So I'm like, all right, I can tell you these things that I think and whatever. I'm not going to worry about what you say. I've told her that Ken Carmen should be calling, down the road, should be calling the biggest football games. And I said, yours truly should be calling the biggest basketball games. And I haven't gotten a chance to call basketball games. You haven't gotten a chance to call football games. But I can tell you at home, we call the games. Me and Ken have called games in front of nobody for 10 years, and we are really good at it, and we are not being given the opportunity.
I just sit here and wait for a phone to ring. Knowing that I jump at the chance, and for the last 10 years, the phone has never bleeping rang. It doesn't ring. I had one chance, when I first got this job, to fill in and do one on the old STO for Ashland football. Mm-hmm. And because of our – and I had obligations here, and I had no problem saying no because of those. but because of obligations here, I couldn't do the game. And that was the last time the phone has rang. We are over a decade of silence, and it just kills me. And so I watch Tone, and I see Tone, and he's – and Tone's good. It's not even like he's passable. He's good. They need to give you better – am I okay with saying this?
Well, don't say that because the very first game I'm going to be doing something.
I think they finally did give you a better partner. I think, again, I will say it again for the second straight podcast or second straight podcast is that Gerard is going to work hard and Gerard is a good color commentator and you finally got yourself a good one because you had just a cavalcade. Well, you had one that was cavalcade of garbage, but the other ones were just whatever. I wanted to so badly do play-by-play. And I can't do play-by-play, and I sit there with a tinge of jealousy, but also pride, that I get to watch Lima do play-by-play, and just say, that should have been me, damn it. It should have been me. Because then I try to make myself feel better, and I go, well, I'm on TV every day, and Lima's not on TV every single day, even though Lima's on TV a lot. But you know what? Lima doesn't give a bleep, so that doesn't matter. So I just sit here, and I'm jealous of Tone while
he does. We want better gigs. So, everybody always wants the better gigs, and there's always
better.
But there's always going to be more no matter what you have.
I'll say you're wrong.
Joe Davis at Fox is probably like, I should be the guy on Thursday Night Football.
I'll say you're wrong. I am 36 years old. There is no way by the time I'm 46 or 50, I will be calling Sunday NFL football on CBS.
I don't know that you can say that.
I don't think it's true. So right now, I look at my job as the best job I've ever had and probably ever will have. Both jobs in the same day. Best I've ever had. This is the pinnacle. Mm. I'm not going to look at it and say that a job at ESPN doing play-by-play is a better job. I don't think it is. I'm traveling a lot more.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I have small children.
How much
more would what would the money be like? I don't think so.
Well, the money is not what it used to be.
Exactly.
Already. Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's a better job. I just want to do it. I just want to do it. For the love of God, I just want to do it. And I can't do it. And I'm never going to be able to do it. I know I'm never going to be able to do it. And so I've resigned myself to that thought. Going back to football on TV, getting back to what we wanted to talk about. I just had to clear that off my chest.
And
until it gets brought up again on Thursday.
Do you have a game already September 10th?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Oh, never mind. I was going to just tell you, the Maroon Shoreman, third and fourth grade.
I'm going to take Lima's legs out one day, and then I'm going to show up and go, never fear.
Well, I only got in because somebody got COVID. That's the only reason I got.
Now here you are 3 years later doing it again. So, obviously, it worked out.
Did you know that Bay Village?
Dustin called me. Why did Dustin call me? Dustin called me about your opportunity to try to get a hold of you for that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Dustin called me. He goes, Kenny. I'm like, what? He goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just sitting here. He goes, you got to get a hold of Lima. You got to get a hold of Lima. I'm like, why? I thought something bad happened. And then he told me, he goes, no, someone went down with COVID. ESPN needs a play-by-play guy. Get Lima. You got to get a hold of Lima. And I'm going, great. Yeah, I'll be right on that. I'll get Lima. And I did. I called Lima like 8 times to try to get a hold of Tone. I called Jim. He wasn't with Sarah at the time. I called Jim. That's it, because that's the only person you will ever let me know. I didn't know your sister at the time, really, at all. So I called Jim. I did my best to call Jim and to get a hold of Tone.
You did? You went out of your way to help.
I called Sopko. I called Jim and Sopko. Like, I called you 8 times, and I called Jim and Sopko. And finally, I think...
I woke up in a panic because Jim had driven down to my apartment in Tremont and threw his keys against the window. Do you know what a freaking panic that would be, inducing me into a panic? And then I'm like, oh, I have a game tomorrow. It's like, okay, got to get ready. Got to memorize 100 players.
So anyway, back to football. What I think they're going to end up doing, and this is a good move for CBS. Now, I love the SEC on CBS. I think that's what Baskin was making a big deal about, because I just think the CBS's presentation is great.
It's incredible.
The HD, how they just do a really good job of presenting college football. They do good on Sundays, but I think the best broadcast of the weekend, football, college and pro, is CBS.
And the NFL wants all their games to kind of be on equal footing.
Yeah.
They want all the games to be kind of homogenized.
They all look the same.
For the most part. College, it's different. The networks, they do their own thing, and they roll out their own guys, and this is what they want.
So this is going to create opportunities here, because I think that there might be some companies out there that are really created to be bought, but I think that they all want to be at the top of the heap. So we've seen someone tweeted at me and said, well, it's all going to be funny games until they put them on Peacock. which they will. They will put Ohio State football.
They're going to put one big game.
But they're also going to put Ohio State football on Paramount Plus, which is owned by CBS.
Oh, boy.
They're also going to put it on Fox doesn't have a streaming service.
How is this going to work? Okay, now I'm getting nervous. You can't spread it out all over the place to where you just miss some games.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay.
They know what the future holds. They know what the future holds. People want, and I can tell you this from experience, and this is going to turn into the Marshan and Allred podcast.
My favorite.
People want, I think they want everything. There was a time when you and I were kids and Owen were kids that someone would get cable and they would brag that they had 1,500 channels, which really, how many are you watching? Every product ladder is the same. You probably watch four channels. Mm-hmm. Now,
how many Fox Newses are there?
Now it's about cutting the cord. You got Fox Business, you got Fox News, Fox Deportes.
Where's Lou Dobbs?
Big avid watcher of Fox News, so I would know. I would look at this in a different aspect of what you're saying. I do think they want their local channels. I think they want their local sports. Sports radio, when you and I were coming up, it was you got to get to the national level. Now I look at it and go, I can't see a scenario where I leave here for a national job unless it was an absolute ridiculous amount of base money.
And not in Milwaukee, and not three times your salary.
Well, because people have brought this up to me before, they're like, you'll have opportunities, which it's arguable, and I'm not going to bring that up. But I say, I've told people before, I make more money and do better here than I would at a network. It's true. You know that's true. And I'm willing to say that because people here have, in Cleveland, because it is a big sports town, they want their local sports. Mm. And so I still think because of that, there's a local, it might not be everywhere, but I still think they want their local flavor. And so I don't think that news stations are in the trouble that maybe you do. Because I don't think that local radio stations are in the trouble that some people think they do. Now, that's an arguable point, but that's not really what I'm trying to do. They know the future is eventually the cost of cable, cord cutting, whatever. It's such a big deal. They'll eventually get bought. They'll buy the lower prices. They'll make it more affordable. They want to be the last one standing. And so they did the perfect scenario here. And they did this with Peacock. No one wants to recognize this. They took Premier League Soccer, and you and I have talked about this, and they put it on Peacock. And a lot of people do. I mean, it's a 38-week season or whatever it is. People want to watch Premier League Soccer. So you get them to buy for free for a month, and then they just don't cancel it.
Right.
And then they're watching other shows, and then you got them on Peacock. Now, we can argue whether or not Peacock's the best streaming service or not out there. I wouldn't know.
I don't know what's on there.
I don't have the problem with the interface that other people do. For whatever reason, I don't. CBS sees this. Just like Hulu. What keeps Hulu afloat right now? They have live sports. They have live baseball. ESPN, the streaming service that ESPN has. I have ESPN Plus. And you know why? Because I think it's really effing cool to watch Coastal Carolina in Kansas at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night while I got two other games going on. I have the regular ESPN feed, and I'm getting ready for a Pac-12 feed. On a Saturday night, I feel 10 feet tall. I'm rock hard because I think I'm cooler than everybody else because I'm sitting there drinking and watching Kansas. And Coastal Carolina beat Kansas a few years ago.
I remember that.
It's just one of those games. And I can say, and there's going to be a kid from Coastal Carolina or Kansas, and I can sit there during our little stupid stuff and say, I watched that kid this, then, and then. That's for guys like me. But for everybody else, they're going to want to watch Ohio State. They're going to watch Purdue. And so they will take the CBS. CBS can only carry one game. They'll put one on CBS. They'll put one on CBS Sports Network. They'll put a Purdue, yeah, Maryland on CBS Sports Network. And then, depending on how the contracts worked out, you can get Michigan State versus Indiana and Northwestern versus Iowa on Paramount Plus. If you're that big of a fan and you want to watch Iowa, you're going to go to Paramount Plus. And they will put Ohio State there. Because Ohio State, people will click in and buy it for the month and they'll never get rid of it. Some will. Some will go through, but everybody forgets. By the way, like I told you, I forgot Game Pass. $79 came right through. Usually it's $99, so I guess I got some sort of a discount.
Got the disky.
It will come right through. They'll forget. I spent a year. We all do it. As I spent a year on the air and online bitching about the interface of Game Pass and reminding myself that I have to get rid of it. Guess what? I never got rid of it. I forgot, and the bill went through, and I go, well, you know what? We'll give it another year. I'll try it for another year. And you'll do that.
What a mark.
And so, if they just put, hey, Maryland and Northwestern and Purdue, they're going to be on Paramount Plus. It ain't going to work. You're going to put Michigan on there. You're going to put Ohio State on there. You're going to put Penn State on there.
I mean, I hate
to
say this, though.
On there. There's going to be a rotation.
Yeah.
You're going to buy it.
I hate to say this, though. There's something different with me in college football that never would have existed. You know, last year when Ohio State played on the Big Ten Network, Akron in primetime, you know how much I watched of that game, Kenny?
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to this. What you watched Ohio State, Akron?
Night game last year on Big Ten Network?
Yeah.
I watched a quarter of it.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, we were over my neighbors getting drunk, but I watched the whole thing.
Well, there were other games on. I watched a quarter. They got to be careful. They do have to be careful. And right now the landscape is such that I think people are starting to lose some interest in some of the games, and if they're harder to find, then it's going to be easier to just watch the other big game that's on.
Just wait till they put OSU, USC, first meeting in the Big Ten on Peacock.
I don't know that they're going to do that. I don't know that they're doing that. I really don't.
Okay, they might not put the first meeting in Columbus in November on Peacock. They might think better about it, but I bet the second meeting in L.A. they'll put on
Peacock. Then they go USC, UCLA, Paramount Plus.
Especially if USC wins that game in Ohio State, they win that game at Ohio State and Ohio State has to go back out there, they will definitely put that game on Peacock because then you're going to want your revenge. If USC just goes to Ohio State and gets throttled like they did, remember USC came out and people, I love, now that I have Instagram, I see that video where USC's like, let me at him, and they're holding each other back and the guys are barking, they go out and lose 52-6. If USC comes out with Lincoln Riley and they just get smashed by Ohio State, it's probably not a good thing for NBC or whoever has the rights. But I think people, your concern, I think, is the same concern for college football. And I know we got to go, we went longer than I wanted to go because I got to get out of the Berea.
Mm-hmm.
There has definitely been less fever for regular season college basketball, and that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like. I want all
Kenny,
sports to be healthy.
There's been no fever.
I do not celebrate college basketball's death of the regular season, and that's why I really. They need anything they can get. Bronny James needs to play college basketball for the year
and not play in Australia.
And not playing Australia
or New Zealand.
You got it. And I would
or
prefer,
Tahiti.
I would prefer he comes and talks to John Gross and plays for the University of Akron. However, I think that's where your fear comes from. I can't see Ohio State football fans being okay with missing Ohio State football games. Now, maybe that's me being a little bit naive. Because I can never see, as much as the NFL wants to jerk a Browns fan around, especially right now, I really think a Browns fan is going to go out of their way to find football.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And I think that Ohio State fans, you have one of the biggest fan bases, if not the biggest fan base in the country. I think that plenty of people... If you tell them that they're right on after in the kitchen with David on QVC, they're going to go find it on QVC.
Mm-hmm. If they're on the Beth Mowins Network, you're watching the entirety of the Beth Mowins Network to get to Ohio State
if
football.
If they're on TBN with Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, is Tammy Faye still alive?
R.I.P.
Her hologram.
She died?
Yeah.
I will watch her hologram as an Ohio State fan.
Rod Parsley right before Ohio State football.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.